copy mobile. NNC9V.
WWTJKT.
Eric, good morning, Eric. Good morning, Ken. NC9V.
Good morning, guys.
The repeater sounds a little better.
Me, of course, I'm right under it.
Not better than yesterday. We had to go 285 yesterday.
Didn't know that. Yeah, I was on a motorcycle yesterday. I rode the bike in. Beautiful ride, though.
Okay, but glad it's cooled off again. Our air conditioner went out on Saturday, and they came out yesterday, and they found that the compressor basically just blew up. There was oil everywhere, and there was no Freon in the system at all. It all escaped, so it was a blowout somewhere. And so we've just decided to replace the system, but it's going to be a few days before we can get that done because we're getting quotes from three companies on Wednesday. So, yeah, but it's going to be cool for a few days.
7 down here on Friday.
Afternoon, and we can order and have the installation on Friday.
Need that last one.
We'll have our quotes Wednesday afternoon and award it and then have the installation done Friday.
And I just wish it'd settle on a temperature in the morning. Yesterday it's 70 and then this morning it feels like 37.
In Hummel, I've got 48 degrees.
So we're here at 290. It was 40 when I left the house.
I think here now the Weather Channel was calling it 43, and Greer feels like 37.
Well, it's nice and pleasant outside right now.
Good enough to ride the motorcycle.
Had one in our house on Sunday night when we went to bed, so yeah, I'll take this. We had the windows open last night trying to get that heat out, and hopefully it'll last a couple days.
Again, it took me 1 3/4 of a gallon each way on the motorcycle. So it cost me $13.05 filled up.
When I had mine, I'd get 56 miles per gallon out of it. It cost me a gallon a day to go to work.
I shudder to think what it cost me to drive the diesel. So I'm driving a wife's car today. 137.8 miles per gallon.
Averaging, 3.4 miles per kilowatt hour, which is probably around 115, 120 miles per gallon.
Yeah, 44.
And I get half my charging for free. We've got $6 diesel down here at 290 this morning.
Yeah.
It was 585 yesterday.
Here at the Sphinx in 29 and 14 is $4.99.
Exit 80. Signed in Shelby yesterday.
And I ended up at Hendo.
I think in Bavard, KO4HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
JKT.
N4TFW.
Morning, grumpy old man. NC9B.
Somebody else.
Heard Patrick needs some painter's tape to all that Mavity.
Oh, and the moan, just for that comment.
Hey, as long as I got a reaction out of radio. Oh, I'll have to tell you all about it. Patrick, tell you. Best, I'll tell you, saber rails get bigger every year, I think. I think we're on an uphill slide here. That's pretty good. A lot of boneyard vendors.
The Shelby Hamfest this year. I've got about a half a dozen radios I want to get rid of.
Next year. I don't know if I'm going to take the camper this year or not.
Last year, I forget what I was doing that day, but probably something with the kids.
We appreciate Patrick getting that golf cart last year. Man, that was convenient.
Riding around on a golf cart.
Yes, because I just had knee surgery.
Yeah.
Well, I walked around quite a bit, still rode that, and had a good time.
Hey, if about the same time I had my back surgery, didn't you?
Within a week of each other, I believe.
I'm good by the time Labor Day rolled around.
I just couldn't do it for long periods of time.
I wasn't, you know, walking miles and miles, but, yeah, I was up and about. But that might have been why I didn't go, but I can't remember that. I think there was some other scheduling thing I had. I don't know, everything's a blur, and I can't remember anything anymore, so.
For CEM Mobile.
Hey, KO4HK.
Morning, Andrew, KN4TFW.
Morning, Andrew, W2JKT.
Morning, Andrew, NC9B.
I got quite the crowd on. I turned the radio on and listened for a second. I didn't hear nothing. I'm like, well, maybe nobody's on this morning.
Weird moods this morning, I guess.
Need a little extra coffee.
Peter's working better.
Relegation yesterday, I think.
I made her a single sideband yesterday on the FT8, and I heard a little bit, but the dude basically just lives across town in Inman from me.
Here, a minute. I'll be back. NC9B.
And every year, it just feels like this year's pollen is a whole lot worse.
Pretty bad this year, for sure.
Early, and it is in full swing. I've got stuff all over everything. Garbage can lid, the cars, everything in the carport coated in it. It's a mess.
Hey, morning, I realized how green my car was. I just rinsed it off. Drove it to work. By the time I come out of work yesterday at around 3:30, it was green again. Like, I don't know. I just give up. This morning, it's 40-something degrees. I didn't know what happened.
Yesterday at 70.
Does this feel like we were getting where we need to be? But not with the pollen like it is.
Getting our trips all lined up. In July, we're down there at Stone Mountain.
Been down there before, right? Was it around 4th of July?
At least 40 years ago, last time I was down there. So I don't know, but they're supposed to have a huge laser show and drone show and a big fireworks show.
Pretty good, because my oldest son, probably about 5 or 6 years ago, they were down in Georgia and went to Stone Mountain, and they put on the laser light show while they were down there. But so I can just imagine how they go above and beyond that during 4th of July.
Right across the lake from the, at the campground from the park. And then, so they're supposed to have the fireworks like for 4 or 5 days in a row. End of July, we're going KOA hopping.
Down to be the first camping trip in the camper at the beach. I think it's at the end of July. And this year has been rough trying to get everything rolling. I mean, we haven't been down to the beach since, what, October last year, and we've usually went once or twice by now.
Beach trip schedule is first week in November, we're down at Edisto. It's to get in for the camper, so we're going to go down. Halloween, we're going to be in Mount Pleasant, and then next week we're running over to Edisto for 5 days.
And you're going to haul the camper around and go from campground to campground?
End of July, we're doing a road trip out to Colorado, and my son's following me, so we're just taking our cars. But it's like one night in Paducah, Kentucky, one night in Topeka, Kansas, 3 nights in Colorado Springs, and then back to Topeka and back to Paducah and back home. Forward to it. It's a cabin out there in Colorado Springs, only $62 a night.
Also be down by the time y'all do all that.
I think it's going to take me about 100 gallons.
For your fuel and you're paying for your lodging, NC9B back.
$500 in fuel and it's only like $830 for all the lodging.
Drop by then, but good lord. I don't know. You know, gas prices don't come down fast. They don't go down as fast as they go up.
at 290. I was spaced out.
$6, you didn't notice that.
Not paying any attention to the billboards at all.
519, my little X on it.
560.
For gas, it was on 290. Well, I think TA was 379. Now I see the pink sign is 379 as well. So it's getting there on the regular gasoline as well.
N2SWJ.
KN4GFW.
KT.
4CF.
Morning, Scott. NC9B.
04HK.
Traffic a little bit heavy out here this morning, northbound.
Storm here, just driving past Andrew's place of business here.
On my exit, so it's that time for me. Y'all gentlemen, have a good one, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at y'all another morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final. 7-3.
4-HK.
7-3, Andrew. Have a safe day.
73, Andrew, I must be right behind you. WTUJKT.
79B. Have a great day. N2SWJ.
I've seen a bunch of trucks and we're only doing like 57 mile an hour.
58 for the BMW plant.
It's around 60, but I don't know. I never hardly go down that way.
I saw a car getting off at 58 right when he said he was getting off his exit, and it was about 200 yards in front of me, so I think that's the closest I've ever come to a sighting of Andrew in the morning.
I parked alongside the road here on the top of a hill, and I've got it in neutral, and I'm just barely, barely rolling, almost enough to deceive you. I can see how somebody's car get away. Have a great day, 73. And I'll talk to you later. Pull up at work. NC9B.
Have a good day. KN4GFW.
73, Leon. Have a great day and be safe. W2JKT.
Okay. Have a great day. Be safe out there.
Have a great day. N2SWJ.
Clammed up. KO4H kit.
Not just boarding or something.
I'm having trouble myself.
Here at Woodruff Road, and I don't even remember the last 30 miles. But dang. It happened this weekend. I've been off of HF for way too long.
Good week.
Go modes lately. Been leaving my station on JSA call during the day. Me and another group of guys are trying to pass traffic around the mountains around up here.
I've got my little backpacker portable vertical antenna set up outside in the grass. It's not a great antenna, but I've got it set up for 20 meters right now, and I've got VRAC running. But I keep on forgetting to recycle it because it'll only run for 3 days without you doing something. So I keep forgetting about it for days at a time and having to come back to it and restart it again.
Passing traffic around the mountain up here, so we're having good luck at it. And then there's some guy started a net out of Spartanburg, and I can't remember what night it was. I'll have to go back and look. JSA call net on 40 and 80. So, trying to help them get that going.
It'll finally be the weekend when I can get my HF antenna put back up.
I hadn't even looked at the weather, what this weekend is supposed to be like.
I thought it maybe rain Friday, if I remember, but I can't remember.
Supposed to be 87 down here on Friday. I don't think there was maybe a 10% chance of rain.
90 degrees, especially going from 40 to 90.
Man, my work office is right above my head, and then it blows right on you. I had to close the vent off yesterday.
AC or heat, if you're sitting right under it all day long, it's too much either way.
Turning down the down to the road to the gate. So I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have a safe day, and catch you guys in the morning. I guess I'll catch Eric on Friday or Thursday. KN4 TFW.
Have a great day. Be careful out there. KO4 HK.
Ready this morning. Have a great day. We'll catch you Thursday. WTU JKT.
33 into SWJ.
Hey, Eric, how come they have such high turnover on those direct tool stores you was telling me about?
It just doesn't perform and you know, return by the end of the lease. I think they just let it go.
A couple of them over there in Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg in that area, so might be too many of them.
Yeah, I have no idea how that whole arrangement works, but... yeah, I think they leave the store for a couple, 2-3 years, whatever the landlord is doing, and then, you know, if that store isn't turning enough of a profit after a couple of years, I think they just let it go. I mean, it makes sense, right?
I was just curious. You said they had a pretty high attrition rate there, so I wonder if it was something specific that was a problem, or if they just weren't hitting that magic number.
Part of our, you know, strategy is that if we have products that are not making enough margin, we tend to kill them. The gross margin is one of the most important metrics that I think that the finance people use. So if a product is only making, you know, so much margin and it's not making the target, you know, then they'll discontinue the product. And then the same thing probably with the stores, you know, if they're not making enough of a profit, then, take that money that you're investing in that store and move it to where you can make more of a profit.
Deals over there, but I didn't end up buying anything. I was going to have to start a whole new battery. Battery system, so I just was like, I don't know. I'd rather just wait and get what I'm already using.
Yeah, that's what you already got. Hey, when are employees going to be able to buy Milwaukee stuff through Direct Tools? And the response was, it'll be a cold day in hell before Milwaukee shows up at Direct Tools. So, yeah, no dice for that.
As much. That tends to be their premium brand, so they want to protect it from putting it in there.
Occasionally, they will have some Milwaukee stuff at our store here. Usually, it'll be like a Recon batch or just some overstock or something, but it's been years since I've seen Milwaukee on the shelf here. I got my brother-in-law some M12 batteries about 5 years ago when they had them, but I've never seen anything Milwaukee since.
I had some heated jackets down there one time because I had a bunch of customers telling me about it, but I've never heard much about them coming from there.
The heated jackets were there. They had Milwaukee and Hart heated jackets. I think maybe Rigid too. All at the same time. I think they just made a whole bunch of them and just had too many.
Easy on the tool trucks.
Like the weight of the battery dangling around in the jacket because they could feel it when they moved around and walked and stuff. They didn't like it.
I could see that. That was my concern about it. Is you got that big blob hanging there in the back of your jacket. Put the jacket on, I felt like I was putting one of those weighted blankets on. It's so heavy.
Got an M18 12-amp-hour battery in it. A walkie tool at home, and it's the cable stapler, and now Ryobi's coming out with one, so I might get rid of the Milwaukee one I've got, because I've got three battery platforms at home now, and it's just too much.
Cable stapler? Is that what you had?
1-inch cable staples. 12 tool, but yeah, it does a pretty good job.
Okay. Well, if you decide to get rid of it, give me a shout.
I think I've got the M12 4-amp-hour or 6-amp-hour battery with it and a charger and the stapler, but it'll be a while before ours comes out, and I got to make sure it's any good before I decide to switch over, but yeah, I'll let you know.
That's one I don't have, so I'm sure yours has been taken care of and not abused.
Yeah, be sure. shot 100 staples out of it, just putting up some Romex and coax and stuff, you know, stapling it to the rafters in my basement.
A deck this summer replaced one at the house, so that's why I was looking at that nailer. Make life a little bit easier.
Electrical circuits for our kitchen. I started with those, you know, staples that you hammer in and stuff, and after trying to do that for a couple of hours, I'm like, screw this. I'm going to go over to Home Depot and just get the cable stapler. And it was like, it was expensive. It was like $300 or $400. But yeah, it was totally worth it because everything just goes so much faster.
Pulling in here works. I'm going to jump out. Good to talk to you this morning. I hope you have a safe trip on into work and home this afternoon. And we'll catch you on Thursday morning, KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
I'm getting close to my exit here, too, so I'm going to jump out as well. I hope you have a great day. And Scott, you have a good day, too. And we'll catch you guys a little bit down the line. This is W2JKT.
W2. Got you in there. KO4HKX.
73s. And talk to y'all later. N2SWJ.